Welcome to Conversations with Hikini Podcast. Today's podcast episode, What's My Favorite Wednesday? I will be sharing one of my favorite podcast episodes. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So just to let you know, I will be sharing some of my favorite podcast episodes. And so I'll just give you a clip, a little glimpse, and I will include all of the details in the show notes. So enjoy!
The narrative that's often presented is, oh, I never have time for myself, or I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. It's always, I don't have time to do this or do that, or I'm always in a rush, I'm always in a hurry, I always have so much to do. I'll do XYZ when I can make more time, or when things slow down around here, then maybe. And if you've noticed, if you were to just look back over your life and look at the pattern and look where you are right now, there's nothing much that has changed if you live in that world. And when I say live in that world, if you are in a constant struggle, in a hurry all the time, never making time for yourself, chances are you've been doing that for a long time. I was that person, always in a hurry. I didn't want to slow down. I always had so much to do, so much on my plate. Not to say that I don't have things to do now, but I lived in that headspace. That was the headspace that I lived in all the time. And my body was always in like frantic mode, you know? And you're putting your body in that stress response. I can tell you some years ago, I had a lot of different tests run and my cortisol levels were really high. And it was really high early in the morning. So her recommendation was to sleep in. I'm like, what? Sleep in? What? I don't do that. And it wasn't like sleep like mid-morning or something, like midday, whatever. But not get up as early. And just try to shift my life in such a way that I could start slowing down. Part of that is not being present. You're not choosing to be where you are in the moment. You're always thinking about that next thing. That's the same way in business. We have so many things to do. We're thinking about, okay, I got to do this, got to send this email, I got to do this TikTok video, I got to do this IG. But if we learn how to first take time for ourselves, everything else will start flowing. We want to live in a flow. We don't want to always be on the go. We want to live on a flow. And in order to do that, we have to first learn how to take time for ourselves. My favorite way is meditation. That's my favorite way of taking time for myself. When you meditate, you are getting quiet, you are focusing, you are sitting. Now, part of that, you're not fully, you're being aware, you're in awareness, and you're being more mindful for sitting, the act of sitting down and actually paying attention to your senses, what you hear, what you smell, you know, something, whatever you taste in your mouth, like if you're touching, twirling your hair, or you're sitting on the floor, the cold floor or a pillow. So you're recognizing the things that are around you, and that's mindfulness. You're being in awareness, self-awareness of your body and its relationship to your surroundings. When you start going into meditation, you are starting to tune out a lot of things. But guess what? your part of yourself is still, is starting to tap in. Your subconscious is tapping in the very depths of you. And so when that starts happening and you, when you get into a great practice of meditation, you'll see a lot of results. How you're working on the inside, it is manifested on the outside. You'll be more calm. You'll be more free to just, okay, it's okay. I'm going to do this. Let me just tweak my schedule. I don't have to be in a rush. You'll see as you begin to meditate how the outside, how you take care of that inside, how the outside will start changing. And of course, there's lots of things we can get into with meditation, but just if you like a lot of science, it does a lot of things to your brain. And it, of course, it makes you more alert and give you more energy. And you need more energy, all the things you got on your plate, you need some more energy. So if you've been with us this far with this meditation series of these podcasts, then you should be, you know, getting a little more comfortable and confident with actually taking time to meditate. So we're going in right now.
Make sure you catch the entire episode of Conversations with Hikini. I'll leave all the details in the show notes. Bye for now.